Lesbian Nazi hookers abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. All this week on
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Do you sleep with the TV on?
I think at some point it turns off because I take a sleeping pill, so I fall asleep with the TV on, and then I wake up and it's like magic that it's turned off.
Do you have a timer set? Is that what you do?
I think it's all always set, and I don't know how to turn it off or turn it on. I think it's just on. It goes for an hour and then turns the TV off, I guess, because I wake up, the TV's not on.
Well, I think after a certain amount of hours, it eventually says, are you still watching? And then when it realizes you're no longer there, it just automatically turns off. I don't think you set it once. I mean, maybe you set it once and it never unset itself. Maybe yours has a timer on it.
Maybe the TV, if it asks you if you're not there and it keeps asking you and you're not there, it should call 911. Because you always hear those people that die in front of their TV and they're in an apartment for 4 months without nobody knowing.
Right. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I think a lot of us fall asleep to the TV. So if the TV called 911, I think 911 would be making a lot of house calls. And there'd be like thousands of people and maybe one would be dead or dying or need. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's enough people for it to call 911 for you.
It could ask you 17 times and then make a loud noise.
Right.
And if you don't respond.
Right.
Then it calls 911.
That would be cool. Like, if it makes a loud noise and you don't respond, then it's like, well, it must be dead.
Yeah, you don't want the person stinking up the whole apartment complex. So call 911.
I love that your concern is other people and smell, rather than the fact that somebody is dead or dying and needs to be maybe rescued. Hi, this is an LG TV calling. Right, yeah, it would be funny. But, it's so stupid because they collect so much other data from us. Every time we watch something, like, obviously she likes bounty towels. Better start pushing the bounty towels at her. And it's so funny because that's for them. It would really be helpful to us. You're right. If it called 911, like, give a signal, give a loud signal. Nope, we didn't wake you. You must be dead. Here's an ambulance.
Yeah, your watch, if you fall, your watch will call 911. So 911's already getting a call from Apple Watch. Oh,
right.
God, it's Apple Watch again. LG on line 3, Apple Watch on line 2. So, yeah, just to have everything call 911.
It should be programmed in everything. I mean, how often do I cook and set things on fire, like my toaster? The toaster should call, yeah.
Anytime the oven goes on, it should have 911 on standby.
We got GE on line 4, Breville Toaster on line 6. Wow, there's a lot of people out there doing terrible cooking. The reason I'm asking about how you sleep, now I fall asleep to the TV every single night.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole routine. We have shows that we sleep to and shows that we watch. And it's tough because shows that we watch, like, our brains are engaged and we know, like, even if we fall asleep during that show, it's not real sleep because we're going to be like, oh, I got to wake up and see what happened. I got to wake up and see who the murderer was. So we have shows that we sleep to because either we've seen the show a million times and we know what the answer is and it's just nice, calm voices in the background. There's a new study that says if you fall asleep to the TV, you have a greater chance of dying young.
Because your brain never shuts down or what?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it kind of makes sense a little bit if you think about it. If you're asleep and it's not a dark room, and they say that you shouldn't have a television in your room. They say you should never eat in your bed.
Blah, blah, blah.
And you should only have sex and sleep in your bed. And that's, I know, I'm just saying. So I think if you fall asleep to TV, the light on tells your brain to not fully sleep. And if you're not fully asleep, all the things that sleep helps with, like, you're more likely to have diabetes and hypertension and be obese and all these things that do lead to a shorter lifespan. So they're connecting those two. They're like, okay, so how do people get hypertension? A lot of ways, but one of the ways is they don't get enough sleep. Why don't they get enough sleep? And are they too stressed? No. Do they have too many kids? No. Is the dog sleeping with them? No. What is it? They have the TV on, so they're not fully asleep. So that's just, I mean, I posted this study on Facebook and people immediately were like, this is such bullshit. But it's because they probably sleep to the TV.
Would you rather live an extra year or fall asleep to King of the Hill every night?
Like most answers, the answer is it depends. If I'm having a great life and everything's awesome and I'm healthy, I want
you're
the
having,
extra...
No, you're having your life.
Oh, okay. No, then I'd rather fall asleep every night to King of the Hill. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, why you want to live longer is what I'm asking. Right. Might as well live the 70-some, 80-some years, whatever it is, happy.
Right. I love that you think I'll live that long.
Well, your odds are good because your grandparents live long and it's in your blood. I don't know. So your odds are that you're going to live to your 90s. So you might as well cut a year off and watch some Price is Right.
I had a grandma that was 102 and she drank sherry and bourbon every day.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to 102.
I don't think you have a choice.
Yeah, I don't, but because it's not going to happen. But I hurt now. I can imagine what you feel like at 102. Everything has got to hurt. Because when you talk to somebody when they're 102, all they do is bitch about whatever.
Yeah, but at least they get to be alive. They get to be alive and bitch as opposed to you're dead forever. You're only alive for a finite period of time. After that, you're dead forever. Like, you're alive for 100 years, you're dead for thousands and thousands of years. That's it. You're done.
Okay, but if I can wipe my butt at 102, then okay. If I can't and somebody has to wipe my ass, I don't want to go on.
Why? Maybe your brain's good. Maybe you just can't reach your ass anymore because you're so fucking fat.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm not going to live to 102.
You could probably barely reach your ass now.
Yeah, it's a good point. But no, I don't want somebody doing that. And my kids, I don't want my kids wiping my ass. That's no. That's no way to live.
Your kids won't even mow the lawn. They're not wiping your ass.
I can't get them to wash a dish. Come here and help me go get in the shower. No, no, I'll be over there Thursday.
I need to go put a mug in the sink now.